Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Tipsy Ghost. We're your tipsy hosts, Sarah, and Lindsay.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Thank you, Outsiders.
I gotcha.
I was hoping you'd pick up on that.
Okay, I got a couple questions for y'all.
Okay.
All right, so we know what the first words on the moon were. What should be the first words on Mars when we land on Mars?
It's about damn time.
That's cute.
That's adorable. Just sing Lizzo.
Yeah, we're just going to have to go with that. Nothing I say is going to even be cute.
Thank you.
Okay. You're stranded on a desert island.
Oh, okay.
What do you do to prevent yourself from gaining weight?
Why do I care?
You're on an island. I gain weight.
Eat whatever the hell you want, and then you run around and go yes. swimming.
Okay. So eat all the desserts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You'll get sick of it anyways after a little while.
Okay. If you could have any kind of animal as a domestic pet, what would you want?
Giraffe.
That was as quick as horse.
About it. Where would you keep a giraffe in this house?
I don't know. It would be in the backyard.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be in the house, like domestic. I just meant like it could...
It's You're going to keep it in your yard?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've got two trees it can eat out of.
It can reach its long head over.
Yeah. So I want it to bend down. Neighbors. Like even when they're bowing in the Lion King, the giraffes, I want it to bend down and then I'll climb on top and then we'll ride around together in the sunset.
You're going
to
ride a giraffe. I love it. Ride it to Quick Trip.
Yeah, of course. I'll fill up my giraffe.
With leaves.
That's adorable. What's his name?
Gerald.
Okay. Oh, Gerald the giraffe.
How about you guys? I have prepared this answer.
Yeah.
Horse.
Can it be nice? Because I want to
have a
lion, but I don't want them to eat me.
Pretend any animal could be domesticated.
And they'll never turn on me?
Right.
Okay.
Male or female lion? You want the mane?
Male. I love their manes.
They're just beautiful. Come up and be like their a big headbands. Kitty and lay his head
their
on
headbands?
Your...
Yes.
I want a panda bear.
Oh,
they're so cute and cuddly. Yes, they're not like bears that can be scary because they just sit on their bottoms and eat their bamboo.
They just sit and eat.
They just sit and eat, and I love that.
Same. I'll be your panda bear.
Oh, yay!
This reminds me. Beckett told me today that he wants a job that he can just sit. And not have to move around very much.
So like a desk job. There are those, Beckett. There's lots of desk jobs.
He's a mess.
All right. Those are just some fun questions. I am going to take you guys to a haunted place that I would like us to visit one day.
Okay.
So this is a paranormal story.
Paranormal.
It's beautiful. All right. We are going to Weston, West Virginia. And this is a pretty famous place.
Okay.
Sounds original.
Weston. We don't know what to call it.
You don't even know
it's in West Virginia,
called.
But it's in the western west. Part.
Oh, I ran out of creativity. It's Weston. Weston, West Virginia.
It is exactly the Trans Allegheny Lunatic Asylum.
Yeah.
Formerly known as the Weston State Hospital.
I have heard of this.
Yes.
It is a very famous place. And it's super haunted.
It is.
So it was a psychiatric hospital that was open from 1864 to 1994, 130 years exactly.
That's a long time.
So the history behind this place. So it was authorized by the Virginia General Assembly in the early 1850s to be used as the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum. So they changed its name later, but we changed it back again. So it's known as the Trans-Allegheny, probably because it's spookier.
It does sound spookier.
Mm-hmm. So Thomas Story Kirkbride, he was the superintendent of the Pennsylvania Hospital for the Insane, and he consulted and helped design the building using Gothic Revival and Tudor Revival styles by an architect named Richard Snowden Andrews. So he also helped build the south wing of the U.S. Treasury Building in D.C. Fun fact.
I wonder if they picked that style because it looks extra spooky.
Possibly. And I'll show you guys pictures at the end. It is beautiful but spooky looking.
They imagined it on a dark and stormy night.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Construction began in 1858 and was done by, originally, prison laborers. But then they brought in some skilled stonemasons from Germany and Ireland. It was interrupted, though, in 1861 because there was this thing called the Civil War going on. And, there's big things happening in the country. So the government of Virginia, because West Virginia is actually not a state at this time. It's just all Virginia.
Okay.
So Virginia demanded the return of the hospital's unused construction funds so they could build up their defense against the U.S. because they were trying to secede from the U.S. They were the South. Mm-hmm. But before this could happen, the 7th Ohio Volunteer Infantry marched all night and took the money from the bank, delivering it to Wheeling, which is a city still in the Virginia, but it is right on the border of Ohio.
The Virginia.
Yeah.
Sorry. So the money was put towards establishing the reorganized government of Virginia, which sided with the northern states.
Oh.
They were tricky.
Yeah.
So like, we know you want to use this money to go against us, so we're going to march all night, steal your money, take it over to our side, and then we're going to use it to defeat you.
Well.
I love it.
Sneaky.
Snaps for Ohio. All right, so construction began again in 1862, and West Virginia officially became a U.S. state in 1863. And when they divided up the lines, this hospital fell in West Virginia. So the hospital was then renamed the West Virginia Hospital for the Insane. The first patients were admitted in October of 1864, although construction continued until 1881. This building is the largest hand-cut stone masonry building in all of North America and is the second largest in the world.
Wow.
You all want to guess what the largest is?
Somewhere in Europe.
The Kremlin.
So close.
In Russia?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They had separate rooms for black individuals, which were completed in 1973. So they kept adding on. The hospital was intended to be self-sufficient. It had a farm, a dairy, waterworks, and even a cemetery on the grounds. And it was a big, big beast.
It's a big, big beast.
Well, because yeah, I was stumbling and I was scrolling. Sorry. All right. So do you guys want to know how big the acreage is?
How big the beast was?
I want to know the beast.
It what was sits the beast on size? 666 acres.
That is a beast.
That is a devil of a beast.
Is it in the mountains too?
TBD. Don't ask questions, please.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just thought that was a fun little number.
Yeah, interesting.
Exactly, 666. All right.
Ooh.
So we're going to go to 1902. So they install a gas well because now we can get electricity. And they changed the name to Weston State Hospital in 1913. The hospital was originally designed to hold 250 patients, single rooms. Everybody gets their own room. But in 1880, it held 717.
Oh, my.
In 1938, they had 1,661.
Oh, my God, that's insane.
Over 1,800 in 1949. And at its peak in the 1950s, they had 2,600 patients there.
So was that all within the 200-something rooms?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Overcrowded.
Oh, my God.
To say like the least.
8 bunk beds in one room.
Yeah. They were very much overcrowded.
Probably people in hallways everywhere.
Mm-hmm. So the hospital housed pretty much throughout the years, pretty much anyone, really.
Yeah.
They housed people who had epilepsy, alcoholics, drug addicts. Quote, non-educable mental defectives.
Women who talked back.
Sure. They also had people there for medical reasons like tuberculosis and asthma and rabies. They also had wives who were insubordinate to their husbands.
There it is.
Or women with, quote, political excitement.
Oh, God. Don't talk about it.
Not the political excitement. In 1949, the Charleston Gazette published a series of articles about the unsanitary living conditions and the insufficient furniture and lighting and heating, all except for one wing suffered from this. And this wing was started by a fire by a patient in 1935 and had to be rebuilt. And it was described as luxurious.
I'm sure it was compared to the rest of the place.
So that's probably where I would imagine they'd put the VIPs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you have a lack of proper care and unsanitary living conditions, which means a lot of deaths happened. The official count is unavailable, because of course it is.
Right. We'll never know.
But there is currently a group of researchers who are trying to determine an accurate count. And one of the experts and lead historians, his name is Titus Swan, he estimates it is at least 10,000 people.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about
130 years.
Overcrowding that much. Mm-hmm. And
he said it's at least a five-figure number.
How do you even go about trying to research how many people that is?
Right.
Because half of them probably mm-hmm. that are not in any marked graves, or they're all piled in there together.
Right. I mean, there's a cemetery on the grounds, but you got to think about maybe people whose families came to claim the bodies and didn't want to bury them there. Yeah, they didn't keep records of it.
Or I wonder if they were cremated there. I don't know.
It's possible as well, because there is a morgue there. So Wesson State Hospital, because that's what it's called during this time, was host to the West Virginia Lobotomy Project in the early 1950s. So both the state of West Virginia and Walter Freeman, who was a very famous physician at that time, known for his work on lobotomies.
The father. Of lobotomies.
Of lobotomies. He attempted to use lobotomy because they were
Daddy trying... lobotomy.
Daddy lob.
Daddy lob. Yes. Oh, yeah.
I hate it. They were attempting to use lobotomy because they were trying to reduce the number of patients because of all the overcrowding, and performed an estimated 4,000 lobotomies there. They also used insulin shock therapy.
Like they gave insulin and dropped the blood sugars?
And sent people to diabetic comas, essentially.
Oh, well.
People are easy to manage when they're in a coma. Okay.
You know, this is not untrue.
I bet you several people died from that treatment.
I'm sure several did. People and probably die very from lobotomies. Quickly
from insulin overdose.
Mm-hmm. They also, of course, used electroconvulsive shock therapy, which was a lot different back then. Not as humane.
I know.
By the 1980s, the hospital had reduced its amount of patients, partially due to the restructuring of how mental illness was being handled in the USA. However, it still had pretty barbaric customs. Patients who could not be controlled were just locked in cages for days and days on end. They have one section of the hospital where they were chained to the walls, and the chains are still there, and you can see them. So in February 1986, governor at the time of West Virginia, Arch Moore, announced a plan to build a new psychiatric facility in West Virginia and make Weston Hospital into a prison. However, the work was suspended because there was a lot of legal battles. The state was saying this is unconstitutional. Don't ask me how. I don't know. Ultimately, though, the new facility was given the green light and it was built and called the William R. Sharp Jr. Hospital. And the old Weston State Hospital was officially closed in May 1994 after 130 years.
Wow.
So the closure actually came about, though, because of a class action lawsuit that family members of patients had filed, and the resulting court order said this hospital must be closed.
That must have been bad.
It must have been bad. Yeah.
Hate that.
And this is like 1994. This is not that long ago.
No, it's not.
It's sad, yeah. The building and the grounds remained vacant for some time, but now they do have some events going on. In 1990, it was also added as a National Historic Landmark. So before they closed, they added it as a historic landmark. I thought that was funny. In 1999, all four floors of the interior were damaged because off-duty city, county, and state police officers decided to have a paintball war inside the building.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, I mean, that sounds fun.
So there's paint, like, all over the inside.
That's very respectful of the place.
They would occasionally host fairs and events and ghost tours on the property. A nonprofit organization called the Weston Hospital Revitalization Committee was formed in 2000 with the purpose of aiding the preservation of the building. Some ideas they had was to convert it into a Civil War museum or into a hotel and golf course complex.
Okay.
Those are similar.
Neither one of those took, obviously. Three small museums were opened on the first floor of the main hospital in 2004, but they were closed because there was fire code violations there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The hospital was auctioned off on August 29th, 2007 by the State Department of Health and Human Resources, and Joe Jordan, an asbestos demolition contractor, paid $1.5 million for the building. I feel like that's not very much.
I know, I was just going to say.
For how huge it is. And he has been doing maintenance projects and even held a fall festival there later that year.
Maybe he just wants people to enjoy this building.
He does.
I would go.
I would too.
I'd like for them to get the asbestos out, but I would go.
I'm sure there are, because they do guided historic tours during the day and paranormal tours at night. The main building of the asylum is known as the Kirkbride, and it holds several rooms that operate as a museum, so kind of like Glore. It has paintings and poems made by former patients there on display, as well as former treatment options and various artifacts such as straitjackets and a hydrotherapy tub. During this time, its name was changed back to the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum. Okay, so some of the most well-known ghosts that inhabit this hospital. There is a spirit named Lily, and she's a little girl who was born in the asylum. So they would have women come in who were pregnant, unwed mothers. They would give birth, and those kids would just live in the asylum with them. Sad. Weird. Yeah. She's a playful spirit, and people report she is heard laughing, and she likes to play games with you and your equipment to get your attention.
Aw. She sounds sweet.
She does sound sweet. There's a man named Jesse who died of a heart attack in a bathtub. There are several Civil War soldiers who walk around the property. Dean is a patient who was murdered by other patients. And it's kind of graphic how he died. His roommates attempted to hang him, but that failed. So they placed his head under the bed frame and jumped on the bed.
Ooh.
Yeah. This occurred in a back room of one of the wings. And that wing, especially near the back, is known to have cold spots. And they can hear quiet crying.
Uh-huh.
There was a former boxer who had head injuries from his career, obviously, and he was hospitalized there for some time. He was placed in an isolation room that had steel doors, and he attempted to beat down the steel door to the point that he ripped the door completely off of its hinges. It's reported that when he did this, he calmly handed the door to the nurse and returned to his room and sat quietly. But there is a violent energy that is in the isolation rooms where people report being pushed, scratched, and hit, and they also hear voices saying, "Get me out of here." People report overall seeing dark shadows, watching objects move on their own, many disembodied voices and crying, EVPs, all of that has been collected. People hear banging on the walls and breaking of glass as if patients are trying to break out of their rooms.
Spooky.
To go there for overnight from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m., it's only $100 a person.
Huh. Really?
I looked it up.
Wow.
Huh.
It's huge. And
it does
so
look
pretty.
Like a prison. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so spooky. When are we going?
Whenever you want. West Virginia.
It's way up there, really close to Pennsylvania, too.
Yeah, it's
wasn't
on...
there somewhere in Pennsylvania we were wanting to go?
Eastern State Penn.
Okay.
Eastern State Penn, though, is at least $1,000 for a private.
Oof. Oh, yeah. But, like, those big places, I don't feel like you need to do a private, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. I would love to go to that place.
Thank you for that story. It's a place that I've heard bits and pieces about, mm-hmm. and I thought I knew more about it than I did. So, turns out I knew nothing.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in this week to our paranormal episode. You can always find us at thetipsyghost.com with our socials linked from there, or send us an email at thetipsyghost@gmail.com.
Please give us a 5-star rating and a great review anywhere you listen to podcasts. We really appreciate it, and it really does help.
All right. Thanks so much, guys. We'll catch you next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.